As we are thinking about something very important during the Apostles' Fast, how the church was built in the beginning. The problem that we are not understanding, a little point, there is a point we are missing, how the apostles built the church in the beginning of the church, and what is the foundation of the church. And we have to know that, and we have to understand where we are now. Because there is a tone now during this period, there is a lot of people said, why we are go back, for example, to our forefathers. Like even going, to, for example, to explain, to go for example, to explanation or contemplation of Saint Cyril about the Gospel of Saint Luke. Then some people said to me, why we have to go and we have to read that? We have to explain ourselves. We have to do that, the explanation and meditation of the Gospel of the Bible from ourselves. Why we have to do that? ليه احنا لازم كل شوية نرجع للأباء الأوليين وليه لازم نرجع للأباء اللي هم بدأوا في الكنيسة. It's very important to know what is the foundation. إيه هو الأساس بتاع الكنيسة بتاعنا. بدأنا إزاي؟ الكنيسة بدأت إزاي؟ How we continue like that. In the beginning, we have to know that Jesus Christ who built the church. Again, Jesus Christ who built the church. Like he started by from the beginning. You can imagine that all the disciples, they live with Jesus Christ the last few years. Again, they lived with Jesus Christ and they saw him. Then there is a connection and there is a relationship between the disciples and between Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I try to tell you what is exactly the heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Then, during all the life of Jesus Christ, the disciples, they try to see who Jesus Christ is. بيحاولوا يشوفوا مين المسيح اللي موجود قدامهم ديت during the last few years. المشكلة كلها, and we have a problem that we are not understanding at the time, the disciples, they didn't understand who is Jesus Christ, who is really God, who is really the Son of God, or not. Then, Jesus Christ tried to reveal himself many times to them. That's why we read today, for example, how Jesus Christ, he was appeared on to the disciples, the three disciples. Then what happened after? We have to understand that the first church, based on the what Jesus Christ worked in the 3 years and a half during his life, the last the part of when he was trying to teach the people. That's why when we read, for example, the sermons of Saint Peter or Saint Paul, all the teaching of them based on Jesus Christ's sermons. This is very important, we have to know. Then, number one, if I go to after the 40 days, Jesus Christ was ascended and he said to all the apostles and the disciples, I will send my spirit to you in order to preach and to teach all the people. يعني هو قال انا هبعت الروح القدس المعزي من عندي علشان خاطر انتوا تاخدوا الروح القدس ده تبتدوا تعلموا كل الناس. And we receive the Holy Spirit. And what happened? That Jesus Christ after the 10 days, he sent his Holy Spirit, the Comfortable, to do what he have to do, which is to preach all the people. يعني الروح القدس لما جه وحل على التلاميذ بدأوا التلاميذ يتحركوا وبدأوا يتحركوا بقوة الروح القدس ديت على أساس إن هم يبشروا العالم كله. The Holy Spirit appeared on a symbol of the fire, or a shape of the fire. And as we said before, why fire? Number one, the fire burn all the sin that I have inside me. يعني الروح القدس اللي على هيئة النار ديت بتحرق كل الخطية اللي جواي. يعني if there is any link between me and between Jesus Christ while my prayer, I'm doing my prayer and during the liturgy, during anything related to God, I fill myself by the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit, which is like as a fire, burn all the sin inside me. يعني ايه بيحرق كل الخطايا اللي جوايا؟ يعني اول انا بقف اصلي يبتدي الروح القدس يشتغل جوايا ويقول لي بص خلي بالك انت you have 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 ويبتدي يحرك القلب اللي جوايا عشان اروح لرب اروح لابونا وابقى اعتراف يقول له على فكره انا عندي 1 2 3 4 Who did that? The Holy Spirit. And how the Holy Spirit work? By my relationship with God. يعني من غير ما ليا علاقة بربنا الروح القدس مطفي زي النار. Then the Holy Spirit as a fire also too give me like the warmth inside me to pray. تلاقي دايما الروح القدس كده بيدي حماس كمان للبني آدم وهو واقف يصلي. طب جت منين ديت النار الدفئة ديت؟ جت بالظبط زي ان انا واقف ليا علاقة بربنا. It's exactly like the sensor. If I have inside the sensor, I have the charon inside it. And if I can't or I didn't put, for example, some incense to give me more incense, then it will be turned off. It will turn off. This is exactly what I have, the Holy Spirit inside me. I have to put some incense, and the incense is exactly like the prayer. لما بقف أصلي لمدة خمس دقايق أو عشر دقايق وربع ساعة أنا بقف أصلي أخلي الهولي سبيريت يشتغل جواي وده كانت بداية This is the beginning of the church إنه بدأوا هم أول حاجة يعملوها وقفوا يصلوا Then the first things the church built on the foundation of the prayer وكانوا يصلون بنفس واحدة Only one spirit One soul That's why when we come to the church, there's a lot of things also some people outside said, why we have to come to the church? We have to pray alone. Yes, it's your own prayer by yourself. I have no problem in that. But as a unity of all the congregation, all the people who pray all together, it's one spirit and one soul. In front of God, before God, it's different. قدام ربنا لما كل الناس اللي واقفين في الكنيسة بيقولوا بيصلوا مع بعض بروح واحدة يقول لك بتهز عرش السيد المسيح shake the throne of Jesus Christ عشان كده لما نيجي نقف مثلا ونشوف مثلا في اسبوع الالام يوم الجمعه العظيمه we are saying 400 kyrieleison 400 kyrieleison how many people in the church saying 100 how many churches in all the world as a Coptic church say it You can imagine thousands of thousands, maybe millions, say the same word at the same time, my different الوقت طبعا, different time, but at least at the same time, at the same day, all they're saying together, Kyrie eleison. The unity of the one soul, of the one spirit, it's different for God. That's why all the disciples decided in the beginning, before the beginning of the service, they have to pray in first until they receive the Holy Spirit. And it's very important to know and to learn. Before start anything in my life, anything, it's not related to the service, the church only, no. Anything in my life, before starting, I have to stand up and pray and asking the helping of God. أنا قبل ما ابتدي أي شيء لازم أقف قدام ربنا أقول له يا رب بص أنا مش عارف أعمل حاجة إلا بك أنت عايز تعمل إيه؟ انت اللي هتبتدي وانت اللي هتنهي انت اللي هتفتح وانت اللي هتغلق you who open and you who are closed that's why I have to remember that in the beginning of anything in my life whatever even if I'm a student I'm open for example to study or I'm going to exam before starting, and I have to open my eye first, my eyes, even sometimes I'm blind, I work based on maybe on my mind, on my brain. No, before starting to do anything, then I have to ask God in first, His help. قبل ما ابتدي اي حاجه افتح كده اقول له ربي انت اللي عاد تديني القوه عشان اعمل دي اديني يا رب الطريق اللي انا همشي فيه. And a lot of people said I can't hear his voice. Yes. And I can't hear his voice and he is not answer. Yesterday night there is a girl came to me after the youth meeting and she was talking to me a little bit and she said, Abuna, I wanted to tell you something. She confessed and she finished everything. Then she said to me, you know, Abuna, I have a good relationship really with God. I told her, how? What the meaning of the good relationship with God? What is the indication of that? What is the signs? She told me, when I ask him, he reply. When I have a question, he answers. And I asked her, like, immediately? She said, yes. Immediately. I can't say a lot of about her life, spiritual life, but I can say that she has a good relationship with God. She is talking to somebody who is like, she has a conversation, a discussion two ways, between her and between God. That's why she has response from God. She listens his voice. Also, sometimes God is waiting. That's why he was waiting for 10 days until he sent his Holy Spirit. هو استنى 10 ايام لغايه لما بعت الروح القدس. وكانت حاجه غريبه. يعني why he was waiting for 10 days until he sent his Holy Spirit. I was surprised like that. Like maybe 1 or 2, 3 days enough. No, number one, he taught all the disciples and the apostles, you have to wait. You have to wait to see the glory of God for our benefit. It is not a magic. Like I have a magic and then I have, if I ask something, he will reply immediately. No, it's a good relationship between me and between God. That's why I have to wait. And I have to wait, which is a very important lesson for me. Because I have to pray. It's exactly like a baby or like a kid. He asking for something. And his father know very well that his request, it is not good for the time now, for the time being now. Then he has to wait. However, the kid tried to ask. And at one time, he will reply and answer, and he will give him what he asked. هو ربنا بيعمل معنا كده زي الأطفال. عارف احتياجاتنا وعارف إن إحنا أحيانا مش بنعرف إحنا عايزين إيه بالضبط. أو بنبقى عايزين حاجات وفي الآخر بنبقى مش متأكدين ده for our benefit. ونقول له يا رب ونبقى زعلانين قوي يقول له يا رب هو انت ليه ما سمعتش كلامنا يا رب ليه ما نفذتش اللي احنا عايزينه يجي ربنا يرد يقول معلش يا حبيبي it's not the right time for you لا يا رب ده هو ده الوقت اللي انا عايزه ده هو ده الوقت اللي انا بحبه ده هو ده الوقت اللي انا شايف no حبيبي according to my will صدقني it's not the right time that's why when I have to start anything I have to pray a lot and you will feel comfortable you feel satisfied with your decision حتى you will wait and you are happy. I met someone he was a youth he was around 16 years old before like from a long time and he had an accident and after that he couldn't walk he couldn't move his hands or his body or his legs anything paralyzed only he had his head هو ما عندوش غير بس شويه مخ موجودين لكن اي حاجه في جسمه تانية واقفه ما فيش اي حاجه تانية This person, he was very far from God. And after that, I saw him after many and many years in New Jersey. I was expecting that this person, he will be very sad. هو فقد كل حاجة هو ده كان في اسكندرية فقد كل حاجة مبقاش عنده أي he has nothing لما شفته قلت هروح طب يعني أشوف واحد تعبان واحد حزين شفت واحد فرحان and I was asking him why you are happy on your face you are happy you have a smile on your face how he told me I have the Holy Spirit inside me. I filled by the Holy Spirit. أنا بقالي كتير قوي كنت بعيد عن ربنا. بقالي علاقة بربنا حاسس بسلام عجيب. ربنا عمل لي ديت من أجلي أنا. إن أنا أقرب منه جدا. This person in New Jersey, he has 5 masters. هو كده. 5 masters and 2 PhDs. ايه ده؟ جه منين القوة دي؟ قالك دي قوة من عند ربنا وانا مالي. فعشان كده the first lesson that we have to learn in the beginning of the church which is we have to wait and we have to pray a lot. Without that, we can't. If we are doing any service and I touched it before like there is a lot of service in the church if we are not praying for the service it's I see by myself that it's not going well. If the servants are praying very well for the service, you will see how the service is really very good. هو كده الفرق ما بين الاثنين. اللي بيصلي تلاقي فيه نار طلع قوة هو نار هي روح القدس. واللي ما بيصليش النار تبرد. To be cold. ما فيش روح في الخدمة. ويقول لك ليه الروح مش موجودة في الخدمة؟ أصلا ما هو ما فيش صلاة في الخدمة. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Also another thing, another symbol of the Holy Spirit, which is the water. As we said before, the water is the one symbol of the Holy Spirit. Again, the water is clear, clean. Inside me. طب إيه الوتر ديت؟ The water is the word of God. وكان الروح يرف على وجه المياه. روح الله يرف على وجه المياه. لكن هو ده بيقول بيدي a symbol of the water is the Holy Spirit. وهي the word of God. We are not understanding what is the grace that we receive when we open the Holy Bible. المشكلة إن إحنا مش حاسين بنقرا الكتاب المقدس بيقول لك انا اصلا مش فاهم الكتاب المقدس فانا مش هقراه او يعني ماليش نفس اقراه ده عامل زي الميه اللي تيجي تخش جوه البني ادم وتفضل تمسح وتفضل تغير فيها however انا ممكن مش فاهم الميه دي بتعمل ايه بالظبط جوايا we have a bible study a bible school for the kids and we have a bible study also for the grades 7 8 9 and I went to visit someone A family. والأهل كانوا بيشتكوا لي من الولاد. فقلت لهم خير. قالوا احنا عايزين نشتكي لك بقى من الولاد. فقلت لهم خير يا جماعة ايه المشكلة في ايه؟ قالوا لي احنا كل ما نكلم الولاد في حاجة معينة يردوا علينا بآية من الكتاب المقدس. نقول لهم يا حبيبي ليه تعمل كده؟ نقول قالوا لي لا مكتوب في الإنجيل في الحتة الفلانية كذا كذا كذا. فقلت لهم طب ايه اللي مزعلك؟ قالوا لهم احنا مش عارفين نرد عليهم. طب ده هي دي مشكله مش عارفين ترد عليهم طب خلاص تعالوا البايبل ستادي وانتوا تردوا عليهم الولاد بدات تتعلم يعني ايه كتاب مقدس الناس بدات تفتح الكتاب المقدس وبتشتاق مره كان في واحده she was converted from Islam to Christianity and I said I was like talking to her a lot about that before and she was converted already And after that, she said to me, you know, Abuna, when I open the Bible, I can't stop reading. I can't stop reading. طبعا أنا ببص جوه نفسي كده لما بعض أقرأ إصحاح ولا اتنين أقول يا سلام النهاردة كده كفاية علينا.
ده انا كده انا عملت، ولو قريت ثلاث اصحاحات اقول لا ده كده انا عملت زياده يا رب، يعني بص ده كتير عليك كده النهارده فمش قادر. وهي بتقول لي انا مش قادر اوقف قرايه، فانا بصيت لنفسي كده قلت لها اه مش قادر اوقف قرايه. طيب قالت لي طبعا انت طبعا الجمله اللي وراها بقى طبعا انتوا بتقروا اكيد اكيد انتوا ما بتسيبوش الانجيل من ايديكم. قلت لها المفروض هو ده حلاوه اللي يدوق الانجيل، حلاوه اللي يدوق الانجيل يدوقه ياكله اكل ياكله. انا فعلا لما كنت ما كنتش فاهم يعني ايه ياكل الحاجه، بس لما تلاقي مثلا when you read for example like anything from like Corinthians or the gospels or whatever where and there is a verse touch your heart، في كده فيرس كده جت راحت لمست القلب كده وتبص عليها وتروح مخطط تحتيها كده تقول يا سلام يا رب وانت بعت لي الايه دي النهارده، انا عارف يا رب انت بعت لي الايه دي. كل واحد بيفتح الانجيل يبقى عايز يستنى عايز يعرف هو ربنا بعت له ايه النهارده، انت يا رب عايز تقول لي ايه النهارده. فتلاقي الواحد كده عنده كان ربنا بيكلمه من خلال الانجيل. ما هو الانجيل ده اللي هو ايه؟ The word of God. ومين هو the word of God؟ The logos. ومين هو logos؟ The son of God. ومين هو son of God؟ Jesus Christ. ومين هو Jesus Christ؟ is God. يبقى في الاخر خالص وانا قاعد اقرا الانجيل ما انا بقرا كلمه ربنا، بقرا ربنا نفسه، بعرف مين هو ربنا. I took a course in St. Paul University. The synoptic يعني عباره عن كده the synoptic between the three gospels، بيقارنوا ما بين الثلاثه gospels اللي هو متى مرقس ولوقا. طبعا John is like John and another one يعني هو لوحده another course، بس بيعملوا synoptic كده بيعملوا مقارنه ما بين الثلاث اناجيل وبندرسها يعني. For the first, I remember that the first day, the professor said to me, like, oh, he asked, can you all, the students, can you tell me why you are taking the course? For everyone, like, had, اللي بيقول بقى كل واحد يعني. فبعدين سألني السؤال، فأنا قعدت أفكر صحيح وأنا باخد الكورس ده ليه؟ ما هو أنا فعلاً, he had a reason, he had a point. Like, okay, why you have to take the course? Then I have to answer. قعدت أفكر كده لغاية لما جه دوري يعني. بس أنا فعلاً كنت بفكر في الموضوع ده من فترة. I told him I wanted to know Jesus Christ between the lines. Between the lines, there is a lot of lines, hidden lines. ومش حدش هيعرفها إلا اللي يقعد. He has to meditate. He has to read carefully. لازم واحد يقرأ كده بشويش. حتة حتة. Yeah, وأنا فوجئت وإحنا بنقرأ بقى مع بعض وبنعمل الـ comparison between the three gospels. I saw a lot of things Jesus Christ said and had a lot of meanings. And there's a lot of explanation for that. And we didn't understand because we didn't study and we didn't know. And I was surprised that this is Jesus Christ. قال كده عشان الحتة دي؟ Yeah. That's why we have to read carefully. And this is very important. Like the second thing, which is the water, we have to remember that the first one is the fire, which we have to pray. The fire, it's related to the prayer. And number two is the water. With the water is like exactly the word of God. يبقى الكتاب المقدس ده أنا مسكه كده مسكه وأنا عندي وقت فاضي أقرأ حتة من كده حتى لو paragraph قد كده. بس أقول يا رب زي ما صموئيل قال تكلم يا رب فإن عبدك سامع. عايز تقولي إيه النهاردة يا رب؟ I'm listening. ها قولي اللي أنت عايزه يا رب. فبداية الكنيسة كانت كده. Let's see مثلا Saint Peter after the Holy Spirit, after the dwell of the Holy Spirit and the Pentecost. Peter or Saint Peter, he was not well educated. But by the Holy Spirit, he had a sermon. And 5,000 in the beginning, 5,000 person believe. ازاي يا بيتر كده؟ هو قال انا مش عارف الحقيقه ايه اللي حصل. ازاي القوه the power of the Holy Spirit. انا مش عارف ايه الباور اللي جالي ده وايه القوه اللي جات لي ديت ان انا اتكلم بالطريقه دي قدام الناس ديت. يجي واحد بعد ما يخلص وحد مثلا يكلمه عن المسيحيه او حد بره يعمل اي حاجه وتلاقي انت لوحدك ترشم صليب جواك كده وتلاقي نفسك بتتكلم ازاي واحد يتكلم قال لي كلمتين دولت ومحدش عارف. I remember one time when I gave a sermon in the liturgy like a few months ago, and after I finished, like by the end of the day, a lady sent me a message. She told me, "Thank you, Abuna, for talking about the liturgy and the communion." أنا عارف إن السيرمون اللي أنا كلمت عليها ما كانش فيها لا liturgy ولا communion. أنا السيرمون كان على حاجة تانية خالص. فقلت لها هو كان السيرمون كان فيها، قالت لي آه أنت في حتة في النص كده قلت فيها على communion. فمسكت الورق اللي أنا محضر فيه عشان أشوف يا ربي هو أنا محضر ده، أنا عارف اللي أنا محضره. فمسكت الورق قعدت أقرأ فيه، ولا في حاجة على communion ولا في حاجة على liturgy. And there is no nothing. There is nothing on that because the topic it was not related to the liturgy or to the communion. Then I went back to the YouTube to listen what I said, to understand what I said. فلقيت إن أنا قلت حتة فعلا على communion وعلى liturgy for like 2-3 minutes. This part it was not related to the topic, to the sermon. ملهاش علاقة، يعني حاجة جاية في النص كده لا ليها علاقة بالقبل ولا ليها علاقة بعد، بس كان ليها علاقة لبيرسون معين. It's like the Holy Spirit is guiding me. I don't know how. We don't know how. Guides us to say something to someone. It's only asking God. And this morning the gospel was, ask me and I will give you. اطلبوا وأنا هديكوا. بس اطلبوا إيه الأول؟ الحاجات الأرضية والحاجات الصغيرة دي كلها دي حاجات بسيطة. اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره والباقي يزاد لكم، يعني يزاد يعني prosperity بزيادة. فيبقى الكنيسة اتبنت على كده، الكنيسة اتبنت على صلاة وقوة، الكنيسة اتبنت على كلمة ربنا اللي هم بيسمعوها وسمعوها من السيد المسيح وبدأوا ياخدوها. الكنيسة اتبنت على the power of the Holy Spirit. الكنيسة اتبنت على كل ده، the unity، روح الصلاة وروح القوة وروح الاتحاد وروح المحبة اللي موجودة. عشان كده لما جت حنانيا وسفير، جم حنانيا وسفير جم عملوا في النص كده حاجة غلط، كله بيقول يا ربي هو انت ليه عاقبتهم كده؟ Why that you judge them on that spot? Because it was the beginning of the church. They have to know you are cheating. But cheating who? The Holy Spirit. بتكذبوا على مين؟ على الروح القدس. ما ينفعش. That the beginning of the church. We ask God that we can filled by the Holy Spirit. All the time. Every day you miss to fill by yourself by the Holy Spirit, it's a missing day in your life. يعني من غير تعدي يوم كده من غير ما تقف تصلي كده وتاخد الروح القدس جواك وتبدا تزوده، فات يوم. يعني انا مثلا عندي عدد ايامي انا اللي هعيش فيها whatever x، فات يوم من غير ما اكلم ربنا يبقى x minus 1. اليوم الثاني فات من غير ما اكلم ربنا يبقى x minus 2. طب هلحق؟ هلحق، ما تقلقش ينلحق. مش خلاص عدوا المينس 2 دول مش هيتشالوا؟ لا هيتشالوا، بس الحق اقف مع ربنا اقول له انا عندي بس حاجه عايز اتكلم معاك فيها. اقول له اذ دعوت استجبت لي يا اله بري في الشده فرجت عني. او اقول له اللهم التفت الى معونتي يا رب اسرع وعيني. او لما احس ان انا بعيد عن ربنا وربنا سايبني اقول له الى متى يا رب تنساني الى الانقضاء، حتى متى تصرف وجهك عني. لما اجي ابقى اصلي في واحنا بننص نص الليل القطعه 13، محبوب هو اسمك يا رب فهو طول النهار تلاوتي. كل دي الواحد وهو بيصلي بيكلم فيها ربنا. ربنا يدينا نعمه وبركه ونتمنى من الروح القدس زي ما الاباء الرسل اتمنوا من الروح القدس، ولنا المجد دائما ابديا امين. فين فران ميفيوت نمشير نهم بنف مع سواب نوتي نوت امين دوك سابترين كايون كاغيون ماتي كانين كاين كاستوسيون استونيون امين. May God's worthy to pray. Thank you, Lord Father, who art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Need us unto the patient, but deliver us, we want in Christ Jesus, Lord, to meet in the power and the glory forever. Amen. فنشكر سيدنا الخيرات رحم الله ربنا مخلصنا اسوا المسيح لانه سترنا وعنا حفظنا قبلنا اليك واشفق علينا وعدنا وتبين الذي الساعه هو ادنى فنسال ان يحفظنا في هذا اليوم المقدس وكل ايام حياتنا بكل سلام طب الكل ربنا يسوع المسيح رب العالمين نشكرك كل حال وفي كل حال وفي كل حال انك سترتنا وعنتنا حفظتنا قبلتنا اليك واشفق علينا وعدتنا وتبين الذي الساعه هو ادنى فنسال ان يحفظنا في هذا اليوم المقدس وكل ايام حياتنا بكل سلام مع خوف كل حزن وكل تريب وكل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرات الناس الاشرار وقيام الخائفين والظاهرين زعما عن سير شعبك وعن وضعك المقدس هذا أمر صلاحاتنا فهات فرتكنا إياه لأنك لازم تطور كرب كل هذا وادخلنا في تجربة لك إنك جينا مشير بالنعمة رفعت محبة البشر التي من وحيد ربنا مخلص نسوى المزيح هذا لازم كبير المدى كرام والعز والسجود تليك بك مع الروح القدس المحن يساوي لك الآن وكل أوان وإلى ظهر دور كلها أمين Have mercy on us Have according to your great mercy and according to the multitude of your compassion blot out my iniquity wash my me throat from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin For I am conscious of my iniquity, I my sin, and at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your saying and might overcome. Behold, before those conceived iniquities, and since my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved in truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me. And I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out of my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in mine inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach you the transgressors your ways, and an ungodly man shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in the burnt offering, the sacrifice of God, the broken spirit, a broken and humble heart, God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, and in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built, and you shall be pleased with sacrifice of righteousness offering and burnt sacrifice. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia.